Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and her colleagues introduced the Paying a Fair Share Act to ensure that millionaires pay higher tax rates than middle-class Americans by enacting a 30% minimum tax on those with incomes over $1 million. In 2022, the top 0.001% or 1,538 households earned at least $85.5 million and paid an average federal tax rate of 23.5%. The Paying a Fair Share Act would ensure that the highest earning Americans pay at least a 30% effective tax rate. The bill would apply only to taxpayers with income over $1 million, including capital gains and dividends, that was approximately 0.58% of taxpayers in 2024. The legislation includes a phase-in for additional tax liability for taxpayers earning between $1 million and $2 million and would preserve the incentive for charitable giving. The Paying a Fair Share Act is expected to raise nearly $120 billion in revenue over 10 years and would provide a backstop to limit future tax dodging by the ultra-wealthy. The bill is led by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and co-sponsored by 12 other senators. No formal announcement has yet been made, but an interview with WKBT-TV in La Crosse, Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden said he's planning on running for re-election. Van Orden, who is in his second term in Congress, defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook in last fall's election. Cook announced last month that she is running for the seat once again. On Wednesday, Amplify Health announced that it was creating a new program to help people who are experiencing a mental health crisis. The unit is called EMPATH, which stands for Emergency Psychiatric Assessment, Treatment, and Healing. EMPATH is the first program of its kind in Wisconsin. It will offer specialized care to assist when someone is having a mental health crisis. The program is being added to La Crosse's mental health facilities next year and includes inpatient and partial hospitalization care. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, announced Wisconsin has retained a top five ranking in America for successfully helping veterans find employment for the second consecutive year. The ranking underscores the governor's and the Evers administration's continued commitment to supporting Wisconsin's approximately 300,000 veterans and connecting veterans with available jobs after they have returned to civilian life. Wisconsin ranks fourth in the Uniform National Threshold Entered Employment Rate for veterans and eligible persons, a standard created by the U.S. Department of Labor to measure how effective states are in providing employment services to veterans. The standard covers state service delivery systems, including programs administered by DWD's Office of Veterans Employment Services, the Jobs for Veterans State Grants Program, and the Wagner-Payser-funded employment service. OVES assists veterans through the entire employment process, from developing a resume to translating military experience into civilian job opportunities. Employers can also work with OVES to assess funding for on-the-job training, offer subsidized transitional employment, and build a diverse workforce from a broad pool of skilled candidates. In the program year that ended June 2024, the veterans entered employment rate in Wisconsin exceeded the national threshold, with 67.4% of participating veterans securing employment after using DWD services. DWD's Veterans Employment Services website outlines the agency's additional veteran employment programs, like the Vets Ready Employer Initiative, the Hire Heroes Program, and other resources available to veterans and employers. Experience history at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. Sit back and enjoy what it must have been like in April of 1925 when the auditorium presented the film The Thief of Baghdad, starring Douglas Fairbanks. The Richland County Performing Arts Council will present The Thief of Baghdad tonight at 7. The Thief of Baghdad is regarded as Fairbanks' finest movie. The movie is based on the ancient tale of 1001 Arabian Nights. It follows Ahmed, the Prince of Thieves, portrayed by Fairbanks, who falls in love with the royal princess of Baghdad. To win her, her suitors must compete to find the rarest treasure of all. As Ahmed follows this quest, he fights a fire-breathing dragon and an underwater spider, wins the Cloak of Invisibility and the famed Flying Magic Carpet, and performs impressive feats of daring. Enjoy an evening of music, a movie, as well as food and refreshments at the Richland Center City Auditorium tonight. Mastodon Records will provide music starting at 6 and will continue after the show. Concessions, including wine and beer, will be sold in the lobby with the movie starting at 7. Admission to the movie is free. All proceeds from the night will help support the Richland County Performing Arts Center and their continuing mission to renovate the Richland Center City Auditorium. An annual spring event will be held tomorrow. The NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team will be holding their spring craft fair, featuring many crafters from around the area. Lorna Maxwell is an organizer of the event.
It's at the lower level of the Ramada, and it's near the rear parking lot entrance. You can come in that way. And we are scheduled to have 39 vendors, awesome vendors, with all different things to sell. The event goes from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. We will have a bucket auction drawing at 2:45, which is donations from vendors and the team. So that's a part of our day. We will have a bake sale going on while we're having the spring craft fair.
The NASCAR Fans United team also holds a craft fair in the fall, but this time of the year helps make this fair a little different.
This has different things for sale, of course, more spring-like things, and we have Easter things and then whatever else, but it's just a nice way to get out and go somewhere after a winter of being shut in. The vendors have been very busy making their products over the winter, so it's a different craft fair, but a good one.
Portions of the money raised at the event will go to Grace. Maxwell tells where the money is generated from.
Vendors pay a fee for a table, and so that is the biggest part of our money making, and then our bake sale that we have, and then our bucket auction also, but it's mainly the fees that the vendors have paid to come to the craft fair is how we make our money.
Tickets for the upcoming quilt gala and car raffle can also be purchased at the event. Many crafts will be available at the NASCAR Fans United Walk with Grace team's Spring Craft Fair tomorrow from 9 until 3 in the lower level of the Ramada White House in Richland Center. A tip from a concerned witness led to the rescue of a missing Beaver Dam girl. Police arrested 40-year-old Gary Day and rescued now 17-year-old Sophia Franklin late Wednesday night at a truck stop in Omaha, Nebraska. A woman who spotted Franklin checked a posted Amber Alert and called police. She said it was strange that a young pregnant girl would be at a truck stop with two older men. Day was taken into custody and child enticement and kidnapping charges are pending in Dodge County. He could also face charges in Nebraska and Arkansas. Police say the second man was not involved and was not arrested. A former Green Bay Packer running back is accused of running a huge dogfighting operation. LaShawn Johnson was arrested last October after federal authorities seized 190 pit bull-type dogs in Johnson's custody. Federal prosecutors accused Johnson of selling, transporting, and delivering the dogs for use in an animal fighting venture. Johnson faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison and millions of dollars in fines if convicted on all 21 counts against him. He played 5 seasons in the NFL, 2 of them with the Packers in the mid-90s.